no crime tape, door locked, and no guards. Are you sure we're in the right place?
Given the direction the shots came from, this has to be the place.
Then why haven't the police already been here?
That's a good question. Let's take a look around, but watch your step. Let's try to leave as little evidence of us being here as possible.
Not counting the broken lock, of course.
Of course.
Someone else has been up here recently. There are footprints in the gravel.
I'm only seeing one set, though. The sniper must have been up here with the smoke bomb launchers somewhere else. Which means that any evidence to be found will probably be close to the ledge facing City Hall.
From what you told me, it was pretty obvious where the shots were coming from. I realize that things were pretty hectic, but I would have thought they would have checked out all of these roofs within a half hour of the attack.
Especially considering it was one of their own. Not to mention the fact that this place is littered with evidence.
What did you find?
Shell casings. A lot of them.
What's your definition of a lot?
At least a dozen or more. About the same number as was unloaded on the crowd below.
And it's not like they're hard to find. Why did the shooter pick up after himself? It's like he made no effort to cover up the crime scene.
He didn't.
It's like he knew no one would look around up here.
Maybe he did.
Are you saying you think a cop was involved?
I'm saying that it's a possibility. Let's see exactly how sloppy or overconfident he was.
You think there might be a fingerprint?
It's hard to tell in this light, but I think there's a partial print here. Let's head back down to the beauty and find out, shall we? Boot up the laptop and attach the scanner to the USB port there, while I see if I can lift this print.
Do you think we'll need to smoke it?
I hope not. We don't have an airtight container. If we have to go to that length, we'll have to head back to the lair.
How many times have you done this?
Not nearly as often as I should, but more frequently than your average newspaper publisher.
Then be careful. I don't want to have to go all the way up to the roof again just to get to another one. And why didn't we take more than one?
Because, if I'm right, I don't want the cops to think we tampered with evidence when we eventually get them up there to investigate.
They won't miss one shell, but if we take them all, then the crime scene disappears.
Exactly.
How's the print?
Choppy, but hopefully it has enough minutia and patterns to get a match. Hand me a lifting tape.
Careful.
I know.
Did you get it?
It looks like it. Run it into the scanner while I log into the database.
What database?
The police database.
How do we have access to the police database?
Back when your folks were doing this, Aunt Diana was the district attorney. She set up a back door into the police database for them to use, and through it, we can access their fingerprint analysis programs and APHIS.
How long will it take to check for a match?
It depends on how far it has to dig. It could take hours. Or just a couple of seconds, apparently.
Whose is it?
According to this, there's a 93% match to Sergeant Keith Simon.
Wasn't that the guy who was in the running with Williams for head of the task force?
The one and only. Let's go pay him a visit and ask him why he took losing so hard.
Thank you. Did all that shooting this evening give you an appetite, Sarge?
What? Who's back there?
You know, midnight snacks are bad for your health. But then again, so is crossing me.
Hornet, we were wondering if you were going to show your face.
We?
The task force. It only makes sense that after going after Williams, you'd come after me. I just didn't think you'd be ballsy enough to do it in my own home.
You know that's not why I'm here. You know better than anyone that I'm not the one who shot Williams.
Of course you were. Everyone knows it.
Not everyone believes that sloppy frame job you pulled. The whole operation was sloppy. Using smoke instead of gas, opening fire into a crowd, and leaving shell casings with your fingerprints on them on the roof. But you figured that, with Williams dead, you wouldn't have to worry about policing your brass. You'd just let the finger point at me. You didn't think I'd find out?
I thought you might. That's why I planted the ID in the minds of the task force. That way, when I brought you down, everything would be clean.
It's really hard to clean that much slop.
Fortunately, I have a pretty good eraser right here.
You know, Keith, you really should find a better place to store your sidearm. Someplace safer, more secure. Someplace that someone breaking into your house can't find in 30 seconds and remove the bullets. In case the first time didn't work, it's not nearly as effective without these. You don't strike me as being smart enough to come up with this on your own. I mean, it was a poorly planned event, but I think it's still beyond your capabilities. So who are you on the take from?
Everybody answers to the Exterminator right now.
So the plan was for you to take over the task force, looking the other way on his dealings while coming after me.
Among others. But all isn't lost yet. I just need to make sure I get things cleaned up. The second you leave, I'll be on the phone. And it'll be your word against mine.
And what makes you think I'm going to leave you able to make that call?
The general public may think the Green Hornet's turned a cold-blooded killer, but we still know better.
Again, you forget something. Knockout gas. Not smoke. Sloppy.
Who's there?
Feel free to turn on the light beside your bed, but please be advised that the gun in your bedstand has been unloaded, so reaching for it would be useless.
The Green Hornet, I presume. The question is, which one?
Which one would have awakened you to talk, rather than shooting you where you slept?
Good point, but you're also new.
What gives you that idea?
I met your predecessor when I was a child.
That was a long time ago.
It was a memorable experience. What do you need from me?
I wanted to inform you that the attack on you this afternoon was not perpetrated by me. The man responsible was Sergeant Keith Simon in a bid to take over the task force.
I hope you have some proof.
There's a bullet casing in that plastic bag on your bedside table, next to your gun. It has his print on it. There are also a dozen more of them on top of the building he attacked you from. The scene has not been investigated yet. So make sure you send men you are sure you can trust. You will also want to send someone over to his house, where he's currently asleep on his kitchen floor.
So he's dirty?
Him, and several others, I'm sure.
And how do I know he doesn't work for you?
Because I wouldn't be stupid enough to put a hit out on a man the first day on the job. I'd see how useful he was first, then drive him out of the city if he wasn't, not kill him.
Then who does he work for?
A man calling himself the Exterminator.
Another masked man?
I would assume so. We haven't met face to face. Yet.
What's with the villains of this city? You'd think you all thought you were in a comic book or something.
Or something.
Thank you for tracking down the man who shot me, even though it did as much for you as it did for me.
As you say, I got something out of the deal as well. but you're welcome.
But don't get any funny ideas. You're still public enemy number one, and someday soon I'm not going to be lying unarmed in my bed. You will be held accountable for your actions.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. On that note, I'll take my leave so you can bring others to justice. Be a good detective and save us both some hassle. Count to 30 before you come after me. I'd hate to have to gas you too and take the chance of Simon getting away.
Understood.
Take care of yourself, Detective.
You too, Hornet.
I still don't understand why I couldn't come in with you. It sounds like you had a blast with Simon.
The Hornet's aid is rarely seen and even more rarely heard. You giggling at him in the corner wouldn't have contributed to the Enforcer reputation.
Oh, I wouldn't have giggled much.
This is not a laughing matter.
Mom.
Are you all right?
No, I am not all right. I made it perfectly clear that Kano was not to go with the Green Hornet anymore. Imagine how all right I was to wake up alone, realizing that the two of you went behind my back to do the exact thing I told you not to.
Mishi, let me explain.
No, nothing you can say will excuse this.
Mother.
Go to your room.
No.
Kano? Let me handle this.
No. This is my choice. My responsibility. I will not be talked to like a 3-year-old. I decided to go with Dan tonight, just as I decide to continue working with him to bring the exterminator to justice.
Who?
The man who attacked Father and you. The man who laid waste to this family and this city. The man who has corrupted the police and put fear in the hearts of good people. And you can ban me from working with the Green Hornet. But you can't stop me from doing what's right. If I have to, I'll work on my own.
So which way do you want him to play it? Is he Kato, or does he become the Crimson Wasp?
I want him to be safe. But seeing as he has so much of his father in him...
And his mother.
I would rather him to do so with someone who cares as much about his safety as I do. I assume this argument of his is not new to you?
I've heard it a few times now.
Thus, the reason you have submitted. You really have learned well from your predecessors, haven't you, Dan?
I try.
There is just so much change, much too fast.
I understand, and I'm afraid there are more changes that are needed. You were right that you shouldn't have awoken to an empty home. We need to bring someone in to help, but it's going to be hard to find someone we can trust.
And yet more if you were serious about redesigning the condo.
I've been thinking about that. At the moment, I'm the only one living at the manor. The place is far too big for me, but would be a nice size for the two of you and a small staff to live. It would take very little to make the entire house wheelchair accessible again.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No. We can bring in a small crew to expand the garage, so you can both bring the Black Beauty out to work on it together. When we're working in the city, you can keep your room here for the late nights. It means living in two places, but...
But there are kids younger than me who do it under worse circumstances.
That is a matter of opinion.
But your main residence is going to be the manor with your mom.
Are you sure you want to move? The manor has been your home since you were a child.
It's a house, not a home. Not anymore. I'd rather it be a home to you guys. Though I will be sure to show Kano all the cool secret passages.
It would be nice to be able to work on the beauty together. All that time we spent talking about theoretical engineering, and I didn't know you had a complete model right beneath us.
It may be a little while before we can do that, but you are right. It would be nice.
So, are we agreed?
This place holds a lot of memories for me as well, but yes. But with all the changes that have been forced upon us, we must now institute changes of our own to adapt.
You have been listening to The New Green Hornet, Episode 2, Changes, starring, in order of appearance, Ken Halloran as the Green Hornet and Matt Halloran as Kano. This presentation also featured Jim Caswell as Maury Monroe, April Sadowski as Sharika Caulfield, Joan Halloran as Mishi Kato, Louise Francis as Michelle Axford, Michael Liebman as the Commissioner, James C. Taylor as Detective Clayton Williams, Katie Caswell as the Nurse, Lee Sands as the Doctor, and Mike Fraser as Sergeant Keith Simon. The New Green Hornet is a production of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, with the Green Hornet being the property of Green Hornet Incorporated and 20th Century Fox, and characters based on those created by Ron Fortier. Copyright 2013. Changes was written by Jim Caswell, mixed by Mike Fraser and James C. Taylor, and edited by John Bourne. Music was composed and produced by Paul Mitchell. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.